are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
There's so much fog everywhere. Walk sound, walk sound, walk sound. Whoa, who is that in the distance? Is that Gym Leader Nate?
It's like, enters with head shaped like object.
It's hard. Like MTG deck.
It's like, Adam's like, wait. It's like, I wanted to be Pyramid Head, but he mostly is silent.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, this is fine. This is my silent girl.
True. So instead, I'm gonna go pyramid.
Ooh, your gym leader head.
Pyramid
Nate.
Leader Nate.
Gym head. Pyramid Nate. Gym head, have you? I'm looking for a way to play Silent Hill. Have you seen Silent Hill?
Points large finger into distance. Pyramid.
Oh, let me go check out what that is. Oh, and then on the way I run into...
Hello! If you want to get past this bridge, you have to solve my riddle 3.
Oh,
tis I
don't know if I have all the pieces.
Clicks fingers together.
Oh. Oh, Gibbledang. There's a siren, and now all the podcasts, the rust is flying away from the podcast, and now it's becoming No Dumb Idea, a podcast where three lost boys in Silent Jesus Hill look Christ. And talk about... welcome to Silent Hill. Welcome to Silent Hill. No.
That's funny.
But yeah, welcome to No Dumb Idea, a podcast where three blokes just, you know, we joke around, talk about... pop culture, games, TCGs, video games, movies. Yeah, play games around them.
Where everything's made up of the points don't matter. Yep. Oh shit, is that Pat?
Yeah,
that
and I'm your host, Dala. It's probably not. We can change it. where the points are
where the
worthless.
Points are super important. Like,
yeah, very
worth actual
important.
Cash value.
Oh, oh yeah, wish. Yeah.
Because I would be rolling right now.
You would be rolling it. There were a couple episodes
rolling
there.
In them. Oh fuck yeah! I mean, if you count the points separately, like in the Fallout Jeopardy, it's like 100 points per or whatever the fuck. So that's like already a crap ton.
Yeah,
there.
Go check out that episode.
If they count
guys.
Individually. Yeah, but while you're here in this episode, you know we're gonna talk about some Silent Hill. I created a little Silent Hill game for. You know, my co-hosts, but I thought, you know, before we jump into that, why don't we check in
acquaintances.
And see if, you know, just real quick.
Coworkers, loose coworkers. Like,
yeah. Like, it's like the friend of a friend situation where you're like, oh, I've seen him at some parties.
I'm actually a figment of your imagination. And when people listen to this podcast, true. I'm not there. It's just you talking to me and Gibbledang aren't on it. It's just you talking to yourself.
Hey, that's topical with Silent Hill. You know, you guys are the symbolisms of my, like, of my vices.
We're your trauma. Yeah. We're your angel. Stress and trauma manifested.
We're like the angel and devil on your shoulder, but we're just like the devil and the worst devil. devil and cooler devil wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. And I'm the loud one.
See,
that's the sunglasses.
Yeah, hi, I'm your shoulder devil. Hi, I'm your shoulder angle. Fuck, I fucked it up.
He's just like a triangle. Like,
yeah, the little
or a pyramid.
The thing that the draw.
Ooh,
he's the angle to our devil.
Yeah.
Pyramid head.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, how have y'all been? How's everything going for y'all? Any updates or a little check-in?
Life's been good. I finally have been able to play Baldur's Gate 3 and make it to Act 3, which I'm eagerly awaiting to get back to. But other than that, you know, it's been a really busy work week, but we managed to secure ourselves some grog, which I had to call in to a bunch of different BevMos in my area to see if there were any, and there wasn't for like a 50-mile radius. But it just so happened to be that my job lets me drive a lot, so I managed to go pick a bunch up.
For our listeners who are unaware, said, what is grog?
It is a alcoholic beverage, a Japanese wine
like a
soda.
Seltzer almost.
Yeah, made by Max Mofo and Anything for Views from Cold Ones. Yeah, they made their own beer. It came out a while, like a couple of years ago in Australia, but it got a very limited release in California.
I mean, it's the United States debut.
And yeah, in my opinion, pretty fucking good.
Oh yeah, too like dangerously good, because it's like zero sugar, doesn't have that strong of an alcoholic taste, and it's like really tasty.
And it's kind of refreshing, honestly. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
like I've been.
Oh yeah, so I'm like,
it's been really hot over here, and I've been like, oh man, around like shit. Even right now, I'm like, dude, like the peach one sounds good right now.
It was very quenchy. I will agree with you. It was like I could see it being really good on a hot day outside at like fucking like during a barbecue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, weren't a big fan of it, were you?
I wasn't. Nah, not the hugest fan.
You did like it as a mixer, though.
I did. I ended up mixing it with Coke Zero, and it was awesome. it's a subtle fruit flavor with like a hard seltzerish drink, and I've just never been
too big
on the seltzer type drinks. Yeah. And I think the fact that it said soda, like my brain was anticipating like a strong soda flavor, and it was not that. And so I may have winced / grimaced.
You made a yucky face. Like you looked like
you turned purple
when a baby tries a food that it hates for the first time.
Yeah. I straight up reverted to like a 2-year-old, and I just went and then Gimbleton goes, "Oh, do you not like it?" And I just shake my head and go, "Mm-mm."
Can I have my SpaghettiOs now?
I forgot if I asked if you were okay too.
It's like I literally might as well have just been like, can I have apple juice instead?
Should have spit it out on the table at everybody.
I feel bad too, because I was like, here, what if you try the grape one? And you're like, I don't think it's gonna matter. And you see, but you did try it. So it's like you're like, nope.
I was like, nope.
Don't like
it. Better.
It's like, all right. It's not the peach that's the problem. So we found that part at least. But it's funny, actually, on my way home, because I think Gibbledon, so I was under the impression it was a 4-pack,
and
it's
an 8-pack,
turns
right?
out it's like a, I think 8 or 6-pack or something. Yeah, I think it might be an 8-pack, actually. Yeah,
8.
So I was like, holy shit, because I got 2 cases of it, which I was like, cool. But my drunk ass at home, I dropped one of the boxes.
Oh.
They're fine.
Oh,
luckily, okay. None of them open.
They might be a little flat when you go to open them, though.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to have to, like, and open over the sink or something, too, just to make sure there's, like, or, like, there's some, I know there's, like, that, like, there's a video of some kid that's, like, here's how to, like, fizz your fucking soda when you shake it up and, like, proves the parents wrong, so I need to remember what the fuck he did.
It's that three-tap method. Three clear taps to the top of the can. I don't know. I'm making shit up.
No more of that. No,
I'm quoting the show Scrubs, and in that show, it specifically does not work. So,
I mean, to be fair, it's on TikTok, so it's probably not real.
Scrubs
either.
Is on TikTok.
No, it's true. No matter what,
if
you heard something on TikTok, that's true.
Yeah.
The other day,
it's true.
Sorry if this is a tangent, but I saw somebody online. It was so funny. They posted screenshots of the comments on a Chapel Roan video, because like there's this whole thing happening with her basically coming out and refusing. She's like, people want her to endorse Kamala like other pop stars, and she's like, I'm not endorsing political candidates, like that's not what I'm here to do. I'm a musician. But because she like doesn't have a media team, I think, and so she's just kind of like making off the cuff TikTok videos, like responding to people.
Oh gosh, that's never tough.
Works out well. Someone in the comments goes, I should have expected this. Her management supports Israel. And then someone else goes, do you have any proof on this? And they go, I heard my friend say it, but honestly, I believe it. It's
like, God, social media is a poison.
It's all it takes. It's like, I heard one person once mutter this vague rumor, looked into it 0%, and now I believe it wholeheartedly and will spread it on social media as much as I can.
It's basically like high school drama or like rumors, how they spread, but just like over the internet. So it's like, there's no limits now.
It's incredible. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, and it's nice that we live in a world where you get further with lying and like Korean drama rather than, you know,
as
spreading positivity.
As Bobby Lee once said, delusional can get you pretty far. Well, that's my week.
I was gonna say like any other.
I was like, my week was full of nothing because.
No worries.
I've just been playing the same games like Black Myth Wukong and stuff. Good old Monkey Souls, you know. And
how many hours are you into it?
In the Monkey Souls, like 30, maybe. I'm like halfway through.
Okay.
Oh, I got to Act 3 in Baldur's Gate half the time. Which, considering it's like my fourth time,
I was about to say you've played through that set the first two acts several times before.
Yeah,
so I got it down to
those are just
science.
The warm up.
Yeah,
but now you're fucked because you don't know the rest. You're like shit. Well, nah. It's like another 30 hours for just that.
Probably
third act.
Now I could actually enjoy it again.
Kind of like, now you're actually going to go back to exploring new things. So it's definitely going to probably be like a little bit more time. But yeah, just playing Monkey Souls and trying to stay cool in this heat wave. It's been miserable, but luckily...
Doing kickflips.
Yeah, putting on sunglasses, smoking extra cigarettes, you know, trying to stay cool.
One between every hand or finger.
Hand. I've been smoking two cigarettes.
I smoke four cigarettes at once, just... all in one hand, like I'm cigarette Wolverine kind of.
Cool.
Cigarine. Nice. Anyways.
My week's been similar, where it's just like I've been watching a lot more horror thing. I mean, it's October. Happy Halloween or October, whatever.
Happy October.
Happy October.
It's the month of Halloween.
There was this funny thing that happened though, where I was walking the dog. And it took him to, like, two plant shops, because I was trying to find, like, a type of plant for the house. And the first one was normal. I took the dog. Anytime I take the dog anywhere, people are like, oh, my gosh, you know, especially in stores, they're like, oh, my gosh, she's so cute, this, that, whatever, you know, and then they offer treats. And the first one was, like, a regular experience. The second one, though, was really fucking funny, because I was, like, I went to the plant shop. I was looking around on my own, you know, I have the dog in my hands. Like the leash in my hands, and from around the corner, this lady comes up. She's like, "Oh my god, your dog is so cute." She's like, "Oh, hello to you." Like she talks to the dog, like, "Oh my gosh, you're so cute." Like this, that, you know. And I was like, "Oh, you know," just like smiling, like, "Yeah, like you know, he's this, that, whatever."
Same.
And then she like turns to me and she's like, "Can I help you?" And I was like, "I'm looking for like this type of plant." And she's like, "Oh, those are over there." And then she like. You know, I was like, okay, cool, thanks. You know, she's like, yeah, if you have any questions, let me know. Like, and like, as if I bothered her. She went behind, like, the, like, to the back room again. Or, like, it's like, as if she was almost like, I have a boyfriend. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Oh my God, your dog's so cute. Can I pet him? Oh my God. I have a boyfriend.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Yeah, don't fucking come at me.
Like, I've worked with too many people that, like, that when they would see a dog would be like, oh my god, I have to walk up to it and pet it. It's the most annoying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I think those people are annoying as fuck. I think they're like, God.
100%. I don't like people touching my dog without asking.
It's like, who the fuck are you? Like, chill out. Like, what? Yeah. Oh my God.
And there's like,
I mean, mine's friendly, luckily, so it's not like that. Like, he doesn't bite or anything, but still, it's like, you don't know.
Despite all the legitimate concerns, like, oh, what if that dog's dangerous? What if it's a service dog and you shouldn't be bothering it while it's on duty? Like, what if, like, there's a bunch of situations why not to do it, but it's funny because, like, in my head, it's also, like, just, like, a little bit of a, as a, like, dog odor, like, just don't touch my fucking dog. Like, I don't know you. I don't know where your where your sticky, grimy hands have been. I don't know, like, just don't touch my dog.
I've heard, like, someone, like, equate it to, like, if I had a kid, would you come up and pet my kid? Like, especially with that, you know, or, like,
interrupt. Just rub your hands all over the kid's face and head, like.
It's like, can your son have a treat?
Can I give your son a treat?
A nugget or something.
I have this biscuit in my pocket.
Look, a singular unwrapped chocolate. Would you like one?
Oh, God. Shit. It was a funny interaction. And it's like, it's not uncommon that like people will baby my dog. But it's just so funny that I'm like, I'm here shopping. And she's like, anytime the dog's in frame, she's like, oh my God, like baby. And then, like, not that I need her to talk to me like a baby, but I'm just like,
acknowledge me as a talk to.
Like, talk to it's like oh yeah, yo, boy, yeah, boy, you. Anyways, can I get you something?
Yeah. Oh my God, you're fucking bothering me.
Like, oh right, there's a person attached to this dog. Damn it. Although, I have to admit, I understand the frustration at seeing a cute dog and then realizing there's a person attached to it. Like, I get it. Like, oh crap, I have to use human words. Hey.
I'll do the same where I'll like, I'll see a cute dog. I'm watching the dog and I'm not really watching the person. Mm-hmm. I don't go to touch the dog or anything, but like I do, you know, I still like, I'm like, oh my God, whatever. Same. I don't care about the person.
Since my dog's like a stray and a mutt, I'm always on the lookout for dogs around the neighborhood who I think like might've been her parents. So it's just like, I'll always just be like, see a little like terrier. And I'm like, suspicious.
Give me a 21 and me or whatever, 23 and me for your dog.
Honestly, actually, I think there are. You can get that, to see exactly what breed they are. I've thought about it because I'm just out of curiosity because I'm just like, it'd be cool to know, you know? Like, but if I'm going to buy one, I'm going to buy it for like myself first.
Yeah, to figure out what kind of mutt you are.
Exactly. very well put.
Yeah. Speaking of strays, why don't we stray on over to the topic of today's episode.
We got a transition master over here.
Yeah, too good, too good. But yeah, I wanted to, you know, we have a new upcoming Silent Hill game, which is like fucking rare as hell.
I was going to say.
It's a remake of, it's at least, I mean, honestly, we're at the point that, I mean, even for me, I'd prefer even if they just did a release of, like, a port of the original, like, 4.
Yeah.
Or, like, all of them, even, for that matter. Because it's, like, you can't, Silent Hill's notoriously, you can't get it anywhere legally. Except for, like, maybe, like, one bad one or something.
My friend.
Like, I mean, shit, even, yeah. Or go on.
My friend from work is playing the new one, the remake already. Because he got the pre-release, he like pre-ordered it and got the early like you get like an extra like 5 days early of early access. Like you get it like came
it's like 2 days
or something like that. Yeah, it like came out this Friday and it's gonna come out Monday or something for everybody else, like some shit like that. But he said so far it's been great. He's like, it's Silent Hill 2, like it's
nice.
It's there's no surprises,
twice the length.
Oh, maybe he's just
I've heard that they've added a bunch of, like, they've expanded on things, from what I heard, basically.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was really on the fence. I think I will probably pick it up and give it a play, just out of curiosity. I think, it's again, I'm like, I'd rather play Silent Hill 2 original.
Mm.
I think, you know, it's like one of those games, I'm like, it's like a perfect game. It's just like, you know, to change anything on it, it really kind of might mess up stuff. So, but I'm curious.
You have almost all of them, right?
No.
Which ones are you missing?
I mean, I have one digitally on the PS3.
We played that one.
I have two and... Yeah, two and three. I have the like HD port, which is not great. Mm. And that's it.
Damn.
All the other ones are like the bad ones, or they're like four. Four is an interesting... I guess before I jump into that, I wanted to check, what is your guys' history with Silent Hill, if any?
Well, I've always been a big Resident Evil fan.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's kind of, right. Fair, fair. Yeah,
mine is spotty. Mine is a general awareness of Silent Hill, having played one of the games myself, which was Silent Hill 2, the original Silent Hill 2. Yeah,
one of the best.
And then having... I put some good hours into it. Obviously didn't beat it because it was... That was the whole point. The PT... Mm-hmm. When that came out, me and my friends binged it for like 12 hours before we looked up anything about it. And so like, we didn't get anywhere, obviously.
it's like the game takes like 1 hour to beat if you know what you're doing.
Exactly. So. And then I looked it up and then we just looked it up and we're like, okay, we never would have gotten this shit. So we're really glad
we picked this up.
I will say,
totally.
I did play, I think number one, it was number one with Dala.
Yeah.
For a little bit. I don't know if we actually beat it, but it was good.
I don't think we did.
I do still prefer Resident Evil, though. But the, because it just has, I think, a better balance of action. But yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought the movies were cool. Or the movie was cool.
Yeah, I was
cool.
going to say the first one, maybe not the second. I don't know if you've seen the second one.
I think I have. It's pretty bad.
The second one's one of those, like, I never do this, but it's one of the movies where I actually stopped it halfway and just never finished it. Yeah. I was just like, this
damn.
Is so... like, I'm like, who's this for? It's not a Silent Hill movie. It's not even a good movie. So I'm like, what's the point?
Money.
But, no, and me and Gibbledang have joked, like, in the past that we're, like, you know, two ends, opposite ends of, like, you know, he likes Resident Evil, I like Silent Hill.
Yeah.
And I think... for me, I just want to, like, the Silent Hill, what I love about Silent Hill is it's, like, more of a psychological horror. You know, you play, like, just regular Joe Schmoes, usually, that, like, don't have combat skills. So, like, hence, you know, the combat isn't really something that should be highlighted as much.
It's more about running.
But what they do have is trauma. Literally.
Yeah, ooh.
That's my superpower.
And I just love... Oh, Trauma Bond. My name is Trauma Bond.
That's perfect.
I can find relatable things that I can connect with others.
You can link to people. It's like, I have the power of empathy. If you hurt, anything you do to me will happen to you, too.
To you. Perfect.
Well, doesn't that mean I have the power of empathy?
Forced empathy.
No.
But, just the last two things I wanted is, like, I love the Silent Hill music. Sound design is, like, fucking phenomenal.
Their sound design's awesome.
I think I literally will, like, walk my dog at night listening to the soundtrack of 2 or, like, 3. Like, just...
Hold on. That's...
Literally, yeah. It's good shit.
You will walk your dog at night to the Silent Hill 2, like, soundtrack?
2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's really brave. Yeah. I feel like I would just be having heart palpitations the entire time.
Just like, oh, what was that?
Oh, my God. You're like, I like to feel nice and on edge and stressed for my whole walk.
Hey, it's kind of a mood, honestly. It's bonus when it is actually foggy out, but it's rare that that actually happens. And it's also bonus, too, when the rust starts, like, forming and you hear a siren. No, honestly, like, a lot of, like, Silent Hill 2 especially has a very, like, beautiful, like, ethereal track. Like, if you think of, like, Promise or was it Theme of Maria or... I think that's what it's called. Like, the music's, a lot of it's pretty, like, beautiful. Silent Hill 1 soundtrack is more industrial. Like, I remember hearing some trivia where, like, Akira Yamaoka was like, oh, like, when he was making Silent Hill 1 soundtrack, he was like, yeah, people don't like going to the dentist, so I thought I'd put, like, a dentist drill and kind of pitch it up, and, like, that's, like, in the background of, like, a song, like, is play. It's, I think Devil Lyric is the name.
Yeah, I remember that one.
But yeah,
that's
and then... Yeah. It's great. I just love the... It's, like, very Nine Inch Nails for the first game. And then just the last thing I wanted to, you know, this actually will transition us to our game is that it'll stray us to the game. Is,
nice, again, dude.
Is that a lot of the characters and monsters in the good games, I should say, like the first three games, four games, are all like symbolic representations of something within like the protagonist or other characters or something to kind of represent the themes going on in the games.
Oh, no. It's the symbolism of the pyramid inside me.
Oh, yeah. It's how it symbolizes how cool it would be.
We
to
were
have
all pyramid head, really.
Yeah, if you really look at it.
Symbolizes my fear of pyramids. My pyramids, if you will.
Yeah. Ooh. My pyramids, yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, I developed a few episodes back, we did a quick game I did where, you know, it's Odd One Out of X-Men Mutants, where you guys had to guess which mutant wasn't either, or which character wasn't a mutant in Marvel.
Right.
So I kind of, this is a sequel to that, but with Silent
Hill.
Well,
not in Marvel. I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was which character is not a mutant. And sometimes there were characters there who weren't Marvel characters, but were mutants, like the Fallout mutants.
True.
Yeah, Dala.
That's why, mutant and in, but whatever, that's
that
episode.
Game, right?
Yeah. So this episode, I compiled, you know, the same game, essentially, just this time we're going to, you know, I'm going to give you guys three potential creatures in Silent Hill games, and you have to guess which one are either not in Silent Hill game or I made up.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay. Oh, shit. It's like, oh, God, it wasn't in the first half of Silent Hill 2.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, oh, you might have some advantage, I guess, with some of them. Can you guys see screen?
There's also the general disadvantage of me having the memory of a goldfish.
And I'm corporal disadvantage.
Oh, damn it. Corporal disadvantage outranks me.
Do you guys hear that, by the way?
I heard a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. All right, cool. Just double checking. Oh, welcome to the game! It's Silent Hill Odd One Out. So, just a refresher of the rules.
Don't open Dead Inside.
Last time I hit...
Sorry.
Dead Inside, yeah. Just a refresher of the rules. So, last time we did this game, I had you guys snicked in, hence, like, the Wolverine sound. I was trying to think of, like, Silent Hill sound, and I was just like, you know what? I'll just have you guys boop in, because I feel like Silent Hill has some great menu boops. So, boop in to give your answer on which of the three you think is not either from Silent Hill or is made up completely.
Speaking of cute dogs and booping them on the nose and booping their little snoots.
Yeah, their snoots.
Little fucking snoots. I fucking hate these people. My God.
Wow.
They're on my list.
Didn't realize
there goes Ringo Starr and The Rock.
And
then there's about three or four
people
blank
who say
spaces.
Doge.
And then, people that like dogs, I guess.
People who still post dogs with, like, Ken has captions.
Ken has cheese. I thought those were more cats, though, to be honest.
The people who still make them only make them for dogs. I'm not even joking. I saw the only one of those,
they've transitioned.
Yeah, the cringy posts, like, where it's like, what's happening, Who-Man? Oh, Who-Man, what is this? Man? Yeah, and it's all dog stuff.
I needs to go poop.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm going to read through all options. After I've read through the options, a player will boop in to provide their guess on which one they think is fake. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the second player will get a chance to give their option for us. So the first person gives their option, and if they are correct, they get 2 points. And then the second person, if they guess correct, they get 1 point.
Of course.
And you can guess different ones with the same options.
Of course.
It's just a matter of speed. Okay. Yeah. If you boop in first, you got to kind of give your response kind of, or when you're ready, you know, you have to, once you boop in, you have to kind of be like, this one, that one, that one.
Do we have to, should we wait for you to like, say all the things or
options.
Like right when it comes up, can we go for it?
I would say wait for me to read them all just for listeners' sake.
That's true. We are doing a show.
Yeah, more of a show, less of a game.
Yeah. It's like, sometimes I lose sight of that. I just want to be like, boop, ah, now, I want to win.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So, are you gents ready? Any final questions before we jump in?
No.
Pyramid Head. Sorry. Yeah. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Pyramid Head. What's he all about?
What's his...
Give me the rundown.
Why do they call him that? With his head?
Sure.
Not a pyramid.
Not really, yeah.
Yeah. It's more... Yeah, well, it's like a different type
of pyramid.
It's like a big... It's like a specific...
It's like a... It is a tri... Yeah. It's like a triangular prism, but like... It's like weirdly long and shard-shaped. Yeah.
Although, I think in the movie they did make it a pyramid, because they fucked that up.
They literally... Oh, that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
They're like, well, it's like, called I think in some of the Pyramid Head. What do you expect?
What's the deal with pyramids? Stop laughing.
Come on, 16-year-old girlfriend, let's get out of here.
What's the deal with people being mad you're dating high schoolers?
I'm famous.
What's up with that?
I thought you could do whatever you wanted when you were famous.
Okay, we're done. I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to go forever, though.
First option we have is the nurse. It's a reoccurring monster across most of the game titles. These creatures often appear as humanoid nurses with different variants, including the bubble-headed nurse and the puppet nurse. And they often symbolize a character's time in hospital.
In hospital.
Second option? Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a hospital. Yeah, in various manners.
It's the British phrasing.
In hospital.
Yeah, in hospital.
In hospital.
Oh, your mother's in hospital, ain't
she? Oi, lad, your mom's in a hospital. Oh no, yeah.
It's like being on holiday.
Holiday.
Yeah.
Sorry, oh it's in the hospital.
Time off, right? She's sick, right?
She's got the
vid, right?
What? No, that's not what we call it here. Here it's the coffee woffy scratchy sniffy. She's got that
coffee woffy. Yeah, she's got the coffee woffy
scratchy sniffy. Yeah. What do you Americans call it? The flu.
Anyways, speaking of getting sick, we have our second option, which is the doctor, a humanoid creature appearing in doctor's coat and wielding a scalpel. Their appearance comes in a few varieties, but most commonly seen with the split head. They made their first appearance in Silent Hill Homecoming, and they symbolize the protagonist's traumatic experience of being operated on during their time at war. So that's option two.
Okay.
And option three is the patient, a creature first appearing in Silent Hill 4 and found in the hospital ward. They appear as tall humanoid creatures with a distorted face, chunks of body parts missing from their bodies, and wield a pipe. And they symbolize the character's aversion to hospitals, finding them terrifying.
Boop, boop.
Ooh, I heard name first.
That's bullshit.
Okay.
Every time.
That's a lie.
Every time you always
sure.
do
sure. I'm pretty sure.
Every time I hear first, you get mad.
It's called being loud. Anyways.
Okay, that checks out.
Go on.
I'm pretty sure Silent Hill 4, if my memory of internet memes serves me, mm-hmm. was the one where everybody started talking about all the, like, Dami Mami vampires. So I don't think there's a patient in Silent Hill 4. So I'm going to say that's the fake one.
Gotcha. Okay. What about you, Gibbledang?
Oh, I'm guessing the fake one, right? Not the real one? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. The one of these is
I almost guessed the nurse. The doctor. The doctor.
The doctor.
Doctor.
The doctor was the mother? Yeah.
Oh, that! Right. Oh, we should have known. What? Damn it!
The doctor was the
real enemy. Yeah, the real enemy is mother.
Yeah. Oh, Silent Hill creatures can be mothers too. They can be women too.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Horror monsters can be women, guys. Come on, it's 2024.
Sorry, it was all right. And
oh my god,
thing is correct.
The doctor's just a doctor.
Yeah, she's just a woman.
Whoa!
Hey, women can be doctors too.
I'm telling everyone I know you said that.
Dang it. Was it like 6 then is the one that had the vampires?
You're thinking of Resident Evil 8.
There's eight of them?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, when Resident Evil 8 came out, that's when the big Dommy Mommy craze came out, like 2 years
ago. Oh, that was a Resident Evil game. Yeah, yeah. That's Resident Evil. That's so true. Okay. Yep, I was thinking of Resident Evil.
That, I was like, maybe there's a vampire. No, I mean, there's definitely Pyramid Head, Dommy Mommy Pyramid Heads for sure. Or I guess Dommy Daddy.
I definitely was just thinking of Resident Evil. Oopsie.
No worries. But yeah, a lot of hospitals in these games, and a lot of hospital characters. So this is the patient. For listeners, there's visuals for my co-hosts, so they can see what grotesque monsters and regular person we have here.
Right. One of them is just a little. The nurse is just a lady with a mask on. So
basically, I mean, yeah. Fair.
I didn't hear about the patient. Next three options. That's redonkulous. Okay.
Yeah. All right, next three options we have. First one is Gatekeeper, a winged creature with the shape of a moth, body of a human corpse. These creatures cause a thick mist to form in their environment and create creatures. Jesus, sorry, I spelled shit wrong. Their moth-like form and creation of the other creatures, often using cocoon, symbolizes changes the protagonist feels. Option two, we have Elaine Head, a non-combative monster found in the other world of Silent Hill 4. This monster is simply the head of Elaine, but with her skin scarred and her eyes twitching while following the protagonist around the room. She was meant for sacrifice but survived, which may represent the scarring. Additionally, her heavy breathing may be a result of using breathing
tubes. Elaine, what are you doing? Sorry, I decided.
Elaine! What's the deal with all these breathing tubes?
cut to Elaine in a hospital bed, like.
She's like
scarred up.
Jerry, she's been in an accident, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry, she's in Silent Hill.
You don't need to make jokes, Jerry. She's in Silent
Hill. Jerry. We gotta go to Silent Hill.
I like how it was Kramer, but he's talking like Rick from Rick and Morty.
Our third option is the Romper. This creature is a manifestation of the villain's fear of adults. It is a quadruped with an ape-like body that moves by hopping. It appears to have a belt around its neck, staples for eyes, and tendrils coming from its mouth. So whenever anyone would like to boop in, that's boop. Good.
I think the romper is going to be fake. I don't believe in that. Right. I don't believe in that business.
You don't believe it's not part of your religion.
If Gibbledane gets it right, and I happen to guess the same as him, I don't get any points, right?
No, you get one.
I still get one?
It's just
Which I don't agree with.
So first player gets two if they get a correct for the speed, and second player gets one if they get it right.
Okay.
And you can pick the same or different one. It's up to you.
Okay. I'm also thinking romper. That would be my guess. Staples for eyes doesn't sound like it would read visually.
Yeah. You were like
do they come out?
Alec Dalla clearly has a romper.
Like staples are so small. Like how would you see it?
Big staples.
Maybe one big staple, like a visor, like Cyclops.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then they have a big stapler that they go like.
Yeah, you gotta go to the giant store and get them bigger staplers.
You have to go to giant.
To defeat him?
You have to go to giant staples.
Yeah, that's where you get the thing.
You go to giant staples to get the giant staple remover, the big the alligator clippy thing, and then
it's like four people
to pry it out of his head.
Yeah. It's like, alright. Alright, let's see if our hosts were able to guess right. So the Romper is actually a Silent Hill character. The Gatekeeper is from Eternal Darkness. A different survival horror.
Different
game.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's Elaine's head. It's a gif of her looking at you, and that's what she does.
See what I mean though? You can't see no staples for his eyes.
I think
is that an eye is that in a description from, thing? Like in the pause menu description?
It's also like I think it's from Silent Hill 1, where they're the most blocky, so it's like you're not gonna be able to fucking see any details. Mm-hmm. Like, this dude looks like a skin gorilla just running around that hops around.
Basically, yeah. Skin gorilla.
Yeah, and most of this information for the characters I got from the respective wikis, like the Silent Hill wiki. So
that floating head dead head, that one's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy looking.
Oh, it's not. It's cool because it's like in the game, you turn a corner and it's just like one of the rooms is that. That's fucked. It's just like a wall.
Sheesh. Yeah.
That's why I was like, some of these I have gifts because I'm like, they just move so cool. That's like, again, I just love the creature design and how eerie it is. All right, we have our next three options. All right,
hit me.
We have Numbody, a mostly featureless bipedal creature that waddles and hops. They consist of two legs with a single toe-like digit, two triangular growths from their backs, and with a head with a single hole in it. When the artist was asked about symbolism of the creature, he replied, "They are only creatures. Sorry." So that's the Numbody. Next one we have is Tortured Demon, a non-combative creature through the player... Oh, sorry, a non-combative creature, though the player can interact with the creature for a puzzle. This creature consists of a torso held up by its arms and a head shrouded in black cloth. The creature is stuck between metal bars and jitters its head rapidly. They symbolize the protagonist's denial of their fate and struggles to escape. That's the Tortured Demon. And then we have the Bottom. Bottoms are naked, with their faces horribly deformed and their bodies being a cancerous, lumpy, deformed mass of flesh. They stand using their hands, and their heads hang from the bottoms of their torsos, hence the name. They are a memory of the character's disdain for his parents and their abandonment.
Bloop.
So, ooh. That was actually like simultaneous then. I'll give Gibbledang. Sorry, Jiminy. If there's another, I'll give it to you the next one. If there's another perfect.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'll
just be writing a furious letter.
I think it might be Bottom. Yeah.
You don't think bottoms are real?
Yeah. Mainly because I think you might have heard that Hey Riddle Riddle episode the other day where JPC is like, I'm becoming cancerous.
Oh.
And then now I'm seeing word here, so I don't know. Might have been on your mind recently.
Yeah. Maybe I was thinking of some bottoms at, you know, like the local gay bar. And I was like, yeah, they're mostly naked and...
And they're standing on their hands
parents a lot.
And...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, because they're, you know, their legs are busy, you know what I'm saying?
Their legs are busy.
So what do you feel, Gym Leader Nate?
I'm gonna guess Tortured Demon.
Tortured Demon.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna throw in a little curveball.
Locked him in.
Lock him in.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right, let's find out right now. Gym Leader Nate is correct. The Tortured Demon is from Jacob's Ladder, which is an inspiration for... Also, I think I just came up with the name because there's not really a name for those demons.
I
will say there was some creative.
The comment on the Numbody, like from the creator, was like, I was like, this is
real.
The most like accurate like Japanese horror creator comment like ever. Yeah. Like they're just creatures, like they're
nothing
scary
this time.
Yeah, chill out.
That's what they are.
I mean, to be fair, the Silent Hill creatures are usually pretty like symbolic, or, you know, made to symbolize something.
Did you describe how they're also like basically a giant eyeball? Like,
They have a hole in their head.
Oh, it's
it
a
didn't
hole.
Say eyeball, but
that's
yeah,
not...
they. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it looks like an eyeball.
It looks more like an eyeball. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Oh, totally. Yeah, I think this is the cracks in the flesh to make it look like veins in an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bottoms are real, baby.
Hey, it's 2024. We have to come forward with the real truth. Bottoms are real.
Yeah, we have to acknowledge them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Bottoms have been overlooked for too long.
Yeah. We need more of them, goddammit. We got too many bears, too many tops. You know, we need to fucking get some more bottoms.
Make America bottom again, you know?
This there message is brought to you by Bottom 2024, 2025, and Jeremy Seinfeld, and then we go find a link.
All right, y'all ready for the next round?
Yeah, no. All about it, my dad.
This next one's a bit different, where I've put in some audio of creatures from the game. but one of them isn't from Silent Hill creature or from the Silent Hill
from
game.
From something else. Okay.
Oh, or boy. I made it. One or the other. I might have made it. I might have gotten from it.
It's like one of them is just very clearly Dala being like, "Ooh, spooky.
I'm a ghost."
Ghosty, ghosty.
I'm a figment of your... I'm a representation of your father.
I represent your fear of slipping on banana peels. Anyone?
All
right. Is that just me?
Y'all ready for... so I'll play each sound maybe one or two times. You boop
maybe.
In. If we need... I can have us boop... I can replay a sound again.
We're allowed to reboop.
So... reboop can also get you pregnant.
That's good.
No, no, that would be pre-boop.
Yeah. Pre-boop can still get you pregnant.
First sound.
He said reboop.
That's the first one.
I can't believe the first one literally said reboop after all that.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
He did.
I'll one more. Oh, that kind of sounds like it, yeah.
I was saying, he's rebooping.
So that's the first one. Our second option.
Oh.
I'll play it one more time.
That's a rough one.
And our third one.
The cereal monster,
boop.
He's back.
Yeah, it's me eating cereal.
I'm booping. It's that first one is you.
First one's me? Okay.
Because we literally just talked about the reboop stuff.
I planned it.
I was about to say that.
Like, let me talk about reboops.
That first one, it does sound like you recorded something and then reversed it. So I'm going to say the first one as well.
Yeah,
you should do that.
That's what you did. That's exactly what you did.
Let's find out. Yeah, you guys are both correct.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
It's me.
Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
It's me making a sound overlaid by me saying, "Oh, jeez, Rick," but like that will slow down.
Nice.
Let me play it again. Actually, I'm kind of curious if I can hear it because I did it like a week ago.
Unboop, reboop.
Okay, I can hear the OGs, Rick.
Is there like a, is there an extra like, oh, at the end? Like, oh, jeez, Rick.
I think,
Rick,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. We'll back to our regular.
Oh, the name.
Three options. We have the first option, the Slurpers. They appear to be men wearing masks and what appeared to be leather shorts. Their figure itself is notable by its long tube-like snouts, which have a mouth with teeth and lips. They have a long tongue with which they used to slurp up carrion and blood. Slurpers have club-like front lips. On top of the mask that they wear, the Slurper has the Japanese character, which translates to dog in English. That's the Slurpers.
Okay.
Then we have Twin Victim. The creature appears to be a large set of sleeping conjoined twin infants wearing a tattered, dirty, feathered smock.
Twin fins, yeah.
They have enormous adult-like arms on which they stand and point at the protagonist before charging. They are one of the few creatures that can speak as they whisper at the protagonist, calling them Receiver. So that's Twin Victim. And the last, or third option, is Night Gaunt. A creature first appearing in Silent Hill 1 takes on the appearance of a winged demon with claws, horns, and a spiked tail. The actual appearance was inspired by the representation of the theological deity Baphomet.
Boop.
That's Night Gaunt. Oh, that's Nate.
I think Night Gaunt is from a different game.
Okay. So Night Gaunt is not a Silent Hill.
That's my guess.
Yeah, I might actually agree with that.
Gonna double down.
It sounds, I don't know, something about it. It sounds
like
it's
Bayonetta
for something else.
Or some shit.
Bayonetta. Yeah, it's the horror game Bayonetta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's scary to me.
It is, true. It is about witches.
Mm-hmm. Witches
are
scary.
You're both correct. It is. That is from Alone in the Dark.
Ah, nice. It's that name.
It actually ties you guys both up for. Yeah. And then they have the twin victims, like these two kids that run at you. And
the Slurpers even Slurpers worse than I thought. Oh my god.
I do love the shorts. Like when you point it out, you can see it in the
yeah. Like, the meat, the like, there. The lumpy fingerless meat hands are also getting me. Like, yeah, it's great.
Hey, if something doesn't have fingers in it, it's probably from Silent Hill. It's got like nubs.
Just nubs or like lumps of flesh.
Yeah. I think we're about halfway. How are you guys feeling so far?
I'm feeling sick.
Pretty, just as sick to my stomach, actually. Sick. This is disgusting. I think I'm revolted.
Yeah. But welcome to Silent Hill. There's, you know.
Great game, but I think I'll never look at you the same. Anyways.
fair. Yeah, it's all good. All right, next round. Again, we're tied up 4-4, so you guys are both killing it, or not killing it enough, I don't know. But you're both doing the exact same.
All right.
Next one, we have the Abstract Daddy.
Same.
Abstract Daddy is a creature resembling two figures intertwined in an intimate position over a bed frame. Trapped in this position by the flesh covering its body. When the creature designer was asked why there were so many Abstract Daddies in the hotel, he replied, "Because it's the game." So I think he's referencing, like, why were there, like, this character placed elsewhere in the game where it's meant to be, you know, yeah. Like, why were there many of them?
Because that's the design. They're everywhere.
It's just game. Yeah, it's a game.
He's very tired. Clearly very tired of being interviewed at this point.
Stop asking me questions.
It's actually all these interviews are the same guy.
I mean, they might be. I wouldn't be surprised. Next, we have Sad Daddy. Sad Daddy is fused to the room, hanging down from the ceiling and spilling in through the cage walls. He is split into three main parts, one being the middle, which is a distorted huge mass that ends in a humanoid face. The only other recognizable feature being a large open mouth full of human-like teeth and a large tongue. On either side of the convulsing beast is a hollowed-out partial corpse, each being of the lower body. Sorry, that's a long, lot of, you know.
Gross.
Mouthful. And last one we have is Closer Daddy. Closer Daddy is a creature that grows out from the protagonist's back, forming slowly and taking control of the player, and unless the player can react quick enough. Closer Daddy takes on the appearance of a tumorous torso, which grows mouths over its body as it grows. The creature symbolizes the protagonist's overly controlling father and how they have been made a victim.
Boop.
Ooh. I'm going to have to get that one to Nate since last time I gave it to you, Gib.
Oh, so it doesn't even matter who says it first, then, it sounds like.
It's a tie, he's going to give it to me this time because the last tie he gave it to you.
Then, yeah, and if there's another tie, I'll give it back to you, Gib.
That doesn't sound fair, but I accept it.
I mean, do you guys want me to say, like, a second boob?
All right, I'm going to say, okay, so, see.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, yeah, you have to be fast.
I'm going to say that. You can't. I'm laughing. Okay, I think Sad Daddy, I think, is real, right? And this time I think Abstract Daddy is the fake one, because Closer Daddy sounds... Yeah, that one sounds, like, believable. And I feel like there isn't a second quote. I think Abstract Daddy's fake.
Okay. And then Gibbledang?
I think it might be Sad Daddy. I don't know. That doesn't sound like... I don't know. Just sounds a little off to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine what a dad being sad. The fuck?
Oh, I can.
Isn't
that normal?
You mean
if
normal?
This is Silent Hill about Silent Hill about my life. Let me tell you.
Well, the thing is, then that'd just be called Daddy, right?
Yeah,
Daddy
was the newest villain in the new Silent Hill game just dropped. Divorced Daddy.
Divorced Dad.
Single Dad.
Oh man! Oh no! The scariest game of all.
Hey, what's up, bud? How you doing? You want to? They got some beers in the cooler. Join me.
Hey, I wonder. Do you want to talk about how I symbolize your fear of abandonment?
Oh shit! All right, let's find out which dad is fake or not. Silent Hill. And unfortunately, you both were incorrect. What? Both Abstract and Sad are dads, but Closer is.
Hey, that last one sounded good.
Closer, dead.
Was it?
Was it named
after Nine Inch Nails?
Kinda. Wow. I was kind of thinking, like, what's, like... It was also just, like, the thought of, like, the phrase Closer Daddy is kind of gross. So, like, that sounds like a Silent Hill thing.
Like, the Sad Daddy is close to what I was imagining, but Abstract Daddy was not what I was imagining.
He's very abstract. Cool.
I was about to say, it should have been mentioned that he's literally a painting.
Oh, that they're two people fucking in a painting, I guess.
He has a painting frame around him, and his name's Abstract Daddy. Yeah. He's a painting.
I think it's supposed to be like a bed frame, but yeah, it's like a painting, like abstract, yeah. I also did trim down, like, I probably did trim down, it might have said something about in the wiki.
Okay, look at that and tell me that's a bed frame.
It looks like a painting.
It's a painting frame.
I agree. It said in the wiki, it says bed frame. I think because of what they're doing.
I think stop reading these wikis, man. They're not doing...
I think you were reading the porn Silent Hill wiki. Silent Dildo?
Silent Phil?
Dills, yeah. So yeah, Silent Phil. And then in that one, the bottoms actually are bottoms.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's wearing leather shorts.
For this next round, we have three different dog creature options. So we have the Doublehead. It's a canine monster that appears in Silent Hill 3. From the jawline, their heads are split vertically down the middle, with their tongue often hanging between the split halves. Each side of the head seems to function independently, as if they are two dogs instead of one. They are bandaged in bloody strips of flesh and appear to be horribly burned. That's Doublehead. Okay. Next, we have Sniffer Dog. It's the canine monster that appears in Silent Hill 4. They have dirty, leathery skin, which appears to be decaying and often makes snarling sounds that resemble that of a large feline or even a frightened rat. Their gums are prominent and hold large, dagger-like canines. According to one concept artist, the Sniffer Dogs are designed by a different concept artist. So, that's the Sniffer Dog.
Wait, what? So he said, hey, did you design this? We want to get a quote. And he goes, nah, someone else did that. And that's the quote?
Yep.
And that's the quote.
Yep. They did use names, but I was like, I'm just going to like redact the names for now. Just make it, you know.
Okay.
That makes sense. And then we have the dog Shibito, which is a humanoid creature from Silent Hill Downpour. That appears as if morphing. So it's a humanoid creature that appears as if it's morphing into a dog form, crawling on all fours and attacking the protagonist. These creatures also come in other forms, including fly and spider. They're designed to symbolize humanistic, animalistic tendencies and the loss of humanity.
Mm. Boop.
That's all three. That's Nate.
Okay.
Which of these dogs do you think is not?
So I'm gonna guess. So okay. My reasoning is weird, but I'm gonna guess the double head, because I could have sworn that's from a different game. That's my guess.
I'm gonna guess dog Shibito. I don't know.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And let's see which of these dogs is not from Silent Hill.
Lost in the wood on these dogs here.
Oh, the thing is correct. The Shibito is from a different sister
premonition or no?
Siren.
Okay.
It's a Siren is a game series developed by the original Silent Hill team that like went off to make their own game. It's pretty good.
It was like
sleeper hit.
I wasn't sure because I knew for a fact the first one existed because I've seen images of them. So I was like, I think it's a trick.
No, I will say, I guess here going on forward now, you guys know, is like I didn't switch any of the details if they are a real character or anything. There's no tricks like that.
Mm.
Characters are either from a different game or I made them up or something of that form. Yeah. So yeah, and it's funny the sniffer dog in the middle, they fucking like make jaguar sounds.
That's funny.
Like or cat sounds. Yeah. So it's like when you kick them, they like rawr, like yeah.
That's oh my god. Oh jeez. The mouth is just ugh.
Yeah. All right. You guys ready for another sound one?
Nice.
Oh my gosh. Spoiled.
Hit me with your best sound.
It's the last sound bass version. So same thing. I'll play them twice. Boop in after all three have been played. And if you need me to repeat any, just let me know before you boop in.
All right.
All right. Here's the first option.
Wait, are these creatures, though, or are they, like,
It'd be creatures. There might be some background ambience or so, because, like, I had to get these audio bites where I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no... Surprising, there was no, like, isolated creature soundboard on, like, YouTube or anywhere I could find, so they're all wherever I could find them.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so one more time. So that's option one. Here's option two.
Okay. Okay, I like that one. I love the big low noises. I like those.
Oh, the we're that was option three.
Boop.
Alright. Just Nate.
Option one is fake. Send it.
Alright. Option two is fake.
Ooh. No one for option three?
I'm really, honestly, I'm really just hoping that option three is real. That's why it's like, I really want it to be real. So I'm going to say that it's real. That's really, I'm going with one just to save number three.
Let's see if Gym Leader Nate will be happy because option two is fake.
Oh, nice.
Option three is real, though. That's the patient that we saw earlier. That's what he sounds like when you hit him.
Oh, he burps?
Yep. Silent Hill 4 is notorious for having just stock sound effects, like, as for creatures and sound effects in the background.
That's hilarious.
Why do you think...
Like, they do, like, a Wilhelm like, scream.
Kick a dog, and it's like... Yeah. There's a little toot.
Yeah, <it's, laughs> yeah. Yeah, so when you hit the patient, they just make it... They literally burp at you.
Nice.
Wow. That, good job making that that middle one. Honestly, that was because that's like that's the spooky sounds that I like. So like, but it makes sense. Was the low one? Was the low part the Dino Crisis T Rex?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So the middle one was made by me. I put the Dino Crisis T Rex at like a slower rate. I did chewing sounds over and then added like footstep sounds to try to throw y'all off.
Yeah, that was good.
But Gibbledane caught on. Yeah. All right, next one we have, I think we're close, we have a few more rounds. So for this one, we have a little bit different. So first option we have is Hutchinson. Hutchinson was an engineer who helped to create a mine system, then researched the minerals in the mountains of Silent Hill. He's found in the game locked in a cage as his research is said to have driven him mad and caused his appearance to become that of a corpse. So that's Hutchinson, I think Dr. Hutchinson maybe. Next we have Peter Walls. Peter was a marijuana addict. His corpse was found in a hotel room 6 months after his death. He had apparently been beaten to death after he claimed he could see a god. His item left behind is a marijuana joint found at an alley near the hotel. His occupation is a high school student. So that's Peter Walls. And last we have is Lisa.
She laugh at that?
She's a...
Did she laugh at your own?
Peter Am I Paul? Oh no. No. No.
It's just funny because he's one of them darn marijuana addicts.
Yeah, and he's a high school student. Yeah, he's a
high school student. Has his job, dude.
Oh.
Next we have is Lisa. She's an apparition of a smiling woman who was murdered by her husband. She's tall and gaunt and appears to be missing her right eye. She wears a long gray nightgown covered in blood, mainly on her lower body, and vomit stains on her upper body. Her feet are covered in blood, and she wears one red high heel shoe on her right foot while the other is barefoot. She emits sounds similar to historical sobbing and laughing. That's Lisa.
Lisa.
Sounds like Tinder. Sounds like Tinder Lisa. Profiles.
Ah, yeah.
Boop. So whenever anyone's ready.
I think Pete Walls is fake.
Okay. Peter Walls.
This for me, this is going to be another, I'm really hoping Peter Walls is true, is a real one. So I'm going to say that Lee Sir is not from Silent Hill.
I mean, I'm also hoping that Peter is real, but I don't know.
But then now, if it is real, you win spiritually in your heart. But then if it's not real, you win points.
It's a win-win either way. That's fair. I will say, you guys are both incorrect, as Hutchinson is from Alone in the Dark. Peter Walls is from Silent Hill 4, I believe, and then Lisa's from PT. So no points this round.
Yeah, I never found Lisa.
Lisa.
She finds
oh,
you.
Oh, Lisa. Lisa. Oh, hi, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa. Oh, hi, Lisa.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
I think we're on our last round, gents. So right now, the points stand. We have Gym Leader Nate with 4, Gibbledane with 6. So, dang. Not too far. If Gym Leader Nate managed, you could tie it up or lose this one. That's pretty much the only option.
Yeah, we'll see. Who knows? We'll see. Who knows?
So, for last three, first option we have is Flesh Lip.
Ooh.
It appears as a bloated, malformed mass of meat and flesh with human-like limbs jutting out from its top and bottom.
I got one of those from my birthday.
In a rusty...
I'm sorry.
Nice. suspended in a rusty metal frame, a pair of large smacking lips appear on the bottom of the creature, and it attacks by strangling the player with its legs. So that's Flesh Lip. Next we have Meat. This tall creature covered with both sagging flesh and erratically flailing tendrils shrivels up upon death, contorting into the shape of a fetus. Its death cry is similar to metal scraping together. The concept artist shared in an interview that this creature's design disturbed him the most, as it was designed to symbolize circumcision as to cause the player discomfort. So he used kind of like how the musician used drills, he used the concept of circumcision as like something to cause fear. Yeah. And then we have the third option. So that was Meat. The third option we have is Closer.
It sure was.
yep. we have Closer, a tall, menacing creature with thick arms which seem to be stitched together and bandaged up. The Closer's lips rotate and twitch relentlessly, emanating a wet sound. Two sharp protrusions are held inside the creature's arms and can be extended outward, much like one uncurls a finger.
Boop.
Boop. That's I think Gibbledane. Yeah.
I think Closer's fake.
Okay.
I
what
think
about you, Gym Leader Nate?
Meat has to be. There's no way they made a creature called Meat who symbolizes circumcision. Please tell me that Meat is fake. Oh no.
Gym Leader Nate is correct. Yeah. Meat isn't real. I based it off of. Have you guys heard of the
you based it off
circumcision
of
like fan theory? Well, have you guys heard of the Silent Hill circumcision fan theory?
No. Maybe that's what I was thinking of, because I remember you explaining that to me, and that's why I'm like, I know that it's something.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I was hoping you guys have heard of it, but like we're like vaguely remembering it, so you're like, fuck, I heard something about it, but. Essentially, go watch. There's a video by Wang on YouTube about it in depth. But basically, there was this one guy that was like adamant that like a creature in, I think, Silent Hill 4 represent circumcisions and like the loss of like circumcision, like getting circumcised.
The loss of your foreskin?
Basically.
Dude, so many people and online so he would are go, like, I can't. It's a whole thing. But yeah, go on.
It's like, it's mutilating and this, yeah. But he was so adamant, he kept going onto the wiki and changing the fucking thing, and they had to like ban him, and then he'd get back on. And like, go check out the video by Wayne, because it's fucking bonkers.
Honestly,
Flesh Lip is real, and so is Closer.
I'm so happy that one wasn't real.
Oh, me? Yeah, yeah.
Because then I'd have to go play that game.
Like, I'm legally obligated. But that is, they close this out, and. So we have the final score total is Gym Leader Nate with 5.
What?
And Gibbledane with 6.
Oh, because I booped in second. No!
Yeah.
I still win.
Yeah, I know. Once Gibbledane booped in, I was like,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was kind of like, But yeah, no, good job. Congrats. I just had one last question I wanted to ask you guys before we jump into plugs is, you know, if you guys fell into Silent Hill, what would be your, like, pyramid head? Like, your symbolic representation of hell or your own
our trauma? Are you asking what?
Yeah, your trauma.
If we could give our trauma a physical form in a monstrous, disgusting creature, what would it be?
Kick him.
Mine would be, like, I feel like it would have to symbolize, like, either like my I think my physical limitations, so like to symbolize like my many like ailments of like and allergies and like immune deficiencies and things like that.
It's like, it's like a wheezy character.
It's like I was thinking it's like a giant inhaler head. Like
Yeah.
Honestly, it'd be kind of creepy but to like, hear like coming around the corner.
But like when he pushes the top, it just like lets out this poisonous fog that like chokes everything. So he just kind of like comes around, kind of like making these like almost like hydraulic-esque noises, like
okay,
and then he hits it and just with one big and it just releases this billowing fog of poison.
Ooh, nice.
That'd be mine.
That's a good one. That's actually like a legit pretty dope sounding one, honestly.
All right, maybe I should design these games.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably better than some others.
mine would be a bong head. But instead of him him chasing me, I'm chasing him.
it's like chasing the dragon.
Catch him. Yeah.
You can never catch him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Remember, you never catch the bog head.
Hell
the
dragon.
Yeah. Maybe he has like dragon wings. He's like, come on, come get me.
You're so close.
Yeah. I think mine would be like my like collection tendencies somehow. So it's like a character that just collects my shit and I'm like, get
hunter,
stop it, stop taking my shit.
The hoarder instincts. Ooh, the hoarder. Yeah.
Like
the hoarder. Yeah.
You like wake up and like you're in this giant house that's just packed to the rafters with crazy shit that the hoarder has like filled it with over the years.
I'm thinking like, you know, I'm walking through and I'm trying to like collect shit like gun ammo and all that, but he'll come and he'll grab and he's like a big mound of flesh and
he'll just kind of like, oh, I need that
into him and like,
no, that's mine, I need that. Yeah,
that's
it's like
a Sandman copy.
Like everything like really tantalizing is actually basically like a mimic where it's just something disguised as it. So it's like,
I'm like, oh man, that's like the first edition of Spawn. No, it's not. It's flesh.
It's flesh. Yeah. Oh, no. It's a spawn. It's flesh. The circumcision monster. God. Not again. Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, not again. But no, that was good. Shocking. Appreciate it. Thanks for playing the game.
Flesh can still get you pregnant.
Pretty flesh.
Yeah. As Gibbleding won our game, I'll let him go through plugs first.
Hell yeah.
What would you like to plug?
I would like to plug No Dumb Idea. I'd like to plug The Tower of the Fool. You know, they made a new spooky Halloween theme for us. What else? I'd also like to plug Grog. Because it was pretty good.
Oh,
and if you're able to get it, go get it.
That.
And if you can't get it, well, sucks to suck. You missed out. It was really fucking good.
Well, looks like you blew that opportunity. Screw the pooch on that one.
Yeah, you idiot. All right.
Yeah, hopefully it comes out, like, officially.
Well, I hope it doesn't. I hope that it's an exclusive thing now and we're the only ones.
No one else gets it.
No one else gets it. And then we can keep ours and it's, like, $100 a can.
There you go. It's called a retirement plan?
Oh, yeah.
Retirement can?
Smart.
Retirement can?
Yeah. Nice. What about you, Jim Leader, Nate?
Yeah, I would like to shout out my tag on my Instagram and stuff, Jim Leader Nate, if you want to find me on anything. I was gonna shout out the store, also the MTG store that we did all of our events at, that like three events at it in the last like couple weeks. So it's in the area ish for us. So if you're ever near the North California Bay Area area and you want to take a drive, head over to D20 in Alameda. Great location, great people, fantastic product selection.
Maybe they have a website too.
They do. D20 Games.
You can buy
stuff from them and have it shipped to you if you want to support them. They run a bunch of kids D&D groups that the employees will offer to like run sessions and run in campaigns for people who sign up, and they have like a separate wing of their little store for the D&D tables and stuff. It's very, very well done, and show them some love.
Nice. Yeah, and I've been Dala, and you can follow me at dadala.art on Instagram. you know, check out some art. I've actually this October I'm doing a like combination of Inktober slash movie recommendations. So yeah, I'm trying to do one a day until I either forget or until October's done. So
nice.
Come check out what my recs are. I'm trying to give recommendations for good movies, but then ones that might not have been seen. Maybe some garbage every now and then. Different themes, different days, so check it out.
Love me some garbage.
Yeah. And just, again, just want to reiterate, check out, you know, No Dumb Idea, YouTube, Spotify, share, like, comment, all the good things.
Email us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can email us at nodumbidea@gmail.com, too, if you have any. Maybe tell us what's your Silent Hill creatures that you enjoy, or what would be your fucking pyramid head.
But don't get too traumatic about monster. It.
Don't start.
Yeah, that's also very true. We do not need, we support you and your journey, but, like, we're not the people to share that
with. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything.
Yeah, don't trauma bond at us.
Be considerate.
But yeah, and then we just shout out to Abstract Daddy.
Woo!
Yeah,
Abstract Daddy.
Gotta get the meat in there. Yeah,
shout out to George Costanza going to
shout out George. Shout out to Jerry.
Maybe
not Jerry, but shout out to Elaine Headwall.
Shout out to Goth Vampire Mommy.
Shout out to Resident Evil 8.
Silent Hill 4, aka Resident Evil
8. Go play any fucking games.
Jerry, we're stuck in Silent Hill, Jerry.
Shout out to Dodeca.
We were on a date. I was on a date with the nurse, and she turned out to be.
I was on a date.
Oh, actually, that's my pyramid head. It's just a giant D20 instead of a pyramid.
Ooh, yeah, that's sick. Nice. And it's always a one.
Yeah, it's just always critical fail, and then he slams the dice down on you and kills you.
Nice. All right, goodbye.
All right. All right.
Good game.
GG.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.
Is not good. Worlds are colliding. George is getting upset.